This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Dr. Anthony Fauci, U.S. President Joe Biden's top coronavirus advisor, said on Sunday he's optimistic that the country can return to some sense of normalcy by the U.S. Independence Day, which is July the 4th. But he said precautions still need to be taken in the meantime to avert a new surge in infections. The United States is picking up the pace of coronavirus vaccinations, administering a new high of 3 million shots on Saturday. Fauci told Fox News Sunday that he believes the U.S. will have enough doses of vaccine by the end of May so that any American who wants a shot will be able to get one. Biden said last week all adults, not just older people, should be eligible to get a shot starting May 1st. The U.S. leader predicted families may be able to gather for small Independence Day celebrations this year. Fauci also warned, however, the pandemic is still a danger in the United States, with a number of new cases seeming to plateau at 50,000 or 60,000 daily over the past week. At least four more people have died in Myanmar's anti-coup protests. Police and security forces fired live rounds into a crowd of protesters Sunday in the town of Bago near Yangon, killing one protester. And later in the day, the Lang Taryar township, killing three protesters. This is according to social media posts that were confirmed by VOA's Burmese service. Several hundred people gathered at a peaceful candlelit rally in Yangon Saturday, defying an 8 p.m. curfew imposed by the military junta. At least 11 demonstrators were killed Saturday in Mandalay, the country's second largest city in Yangon, and in the central town of Pie. This is VOA News.